This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today, it's February 6th, and on this date in 1935, one of the most popular board games of all time first went on sale to the public. Today, known as Monopoly, the board game had its origins dating all the way back to the early 20th century, when it was called the Landlord's Game, and the design was first credited to Elizabeth Magee. The game, according to an Oxford University Press article, quote, illustrated the economic consequences of Ricardo's law of economic rent and the Georgist concepts of economic privilege and land value taxation. Of course, business really picked up when it got the attention of Parker Brothers. They were granted the worldwide rights. And as board games go today, it's still rather popular. And while United States presidents have been known to enjoy a game of golf or two while in office, it was on this date in 1968 that one in particular took it to a whole new level. The event occurred at the 13th hole of Seven Lakes Country Club in Palm Springs, Florida, when former President Dwight D. Eisenhower sized up a par 3 104-yard shot, took a mighty swing at it, and by the time the ball stopped moving, he had accomplished the holy grail in the game of golf, a hole-in-one. When he was president in those 8 years, he played more than 800 games, and that his visibility and passion for the game inspired many to pick up the sport, so much so that he was inducted into the Golf Hall of Fame in 2009. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.